Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Well, good morning. Much different feel to this morning, but not as much fun as being with you. But I hope everybody's staying safe. I know we got some people without power. We were out of power for most of the morning, and it's been on and off. But I did want to come and just spend a little bit of time. I'm looking at our week two of our Advent. We've been focusing on the themes of Advent. We're looking at O Holy Night as our sermon series. And this week we'll be looking at love. And so I just wanted to take a little bit of time to help you, because I don't know about you, but for me, when I miss an entire week and I don't have that encouragement, I don't have that fellowship, that sometimes my week becomes harder. And I struggle through it. So I just wanted to share a little bit more of a devotion than a sermon with you this morning. But I want to read with you from what our scripture lesson would have been. It's from Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 4. A familiar Advent passage for some of you, but not a passage we're probably familiar with any other time. But in the 64th chapter, we hear these words. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire set twigs ablaze and caused water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down, and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. And that's the word of God for you, the people of God. And we all together give thanks to God. It doesn't seem like a very loving passage, does it? It starts with a call to God to rend the heavens. And to rend a garment in ancient Jewish culture was like a sign of deep despair and mourning, an outward physical sign or representation of what was taking place in the inner soul. It was more of a lamented prayer, very similar to what we would see, say for Ash Wednesday. They would rend their garments as a repentance and of their sins. But Isaiah, the writer in Isaiah here, is drawing on this imagery of tearing something and pleading for God, mourning for God to come and to rend the heavens like a garment. Basically, the writer is saying, God, look at all the chaos in the world. Look at it. Look at all the things that are wrong. Look at your enemies and what they're doing to your people. Look at all the troubles. But don't just look at it. Come down and grieve alongside of us. Come down and be a part of it. Come down, essentially, and fix it. Don't just look at what's wrong. Don't just see what's wrong. But come down and set it right. And this was more of like the move of God's arm, his power, than it was a physically coming down, because they had seen God come down before. And they're not just wanting God to come and to share in their suffering. They're wanting him to heal it, to set them free. And that reminds me, in every Advent, I'm kind of reminded of this story of a loving grandfather who comes in for my holiday Christmas dinner, I assume, and his grandson has just gotten in trouble. And everybody knows grandparents don't like seeing their grandkids in trouble. So the grandson's in time out, and the grandfather asks why, and the mom says, well, he misbehaved, and I warned him, and he's in time out. Well, the grandfather, knowing he couldn't question the grandmother's judgment, asked, well, how long does he have to be in time out? And the time was given, whatever time that was. And so the grandfather sat down in timeout with the son as a sign of love and as a sign of you're not in this alone. And even though you did get in trouble, I'm going to get through it with you. And that's exactly what Isaiah is saying here. But Isaiah takes it a step further. God, don't just come and see us in this mess. Come and fix it. He says, make the mountains tremble. Come down and shake things up in a powerful way. Make your name known to your enemies. He says, we've seen you do great things before. And I know all of us at Emmanuel and all of us in our individual lives have seen God do great things before. But he's basically saying we need to see you do it again. In the song, O Holy Night, we hear these words, and this is kind of where we would have gone with our sermon. It says, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. So this week our focus is on love. And we see in that phrase that God taught us to love and that his law is love. And while we do not see that in the passage of Isaiah, we see the request from a desperate group of people. And God is going to answer. And so in this devotion series that I've been doing for Advent, I've been reading, and the author made a wonderful point this week. The author says that the great playwright William Shakespeare knew everything there was to know about Hamlet, one of his famous characters, because he created him. But Hamlet did not have the capacity to know anything about Shakespeare. And he goes on to say the only way Hamlet could know anything about Shakespeare, the only way the created character could know anything about the author and the creator of the story is for the author to do something radical. And that would be that Shakespeare would have to write himself into the drama. He would have to enter the scene and become a character in the drama. In the Gospel of John, we see just how God taught us to love and why his law is indeed based on love. We see the answer to God's, from the request from Isaiah. We see what God eventually does. And it says in John chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Isaiah, in the passage, it says to rend the heavens. God, just come down. And in John chapter 1, verse 14, we see just that. That the Word, that Jesus, that God, the divinity, actually does become flesh. He did it. He looked down, and with love and compassion, he saw the only solution was to enter the drama. God had to write himself into the play. That was the only way for God's people to truly get to know the loving author and creator of all things. The famous verses in John chapter 3, verse 16, we know says this, For God so loved the world, it's all based out of love, that he gave, it's a gift, his only Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And verse 17 we don't often read, but verse 17 follows up and says, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And that's not an Advent. It's not really a Christmas scripture, but I think it's full of the Christmas truth. It's full of the loving truth of Advent, that God did indeed look down and love the world so much that he sent his only Son, not to condemn the world, but to do what the angel said Jesus' name was going to do. He was going to name him Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. God truly did rend the heavens and come down for you, for me, for all of us. Later in his life and in his ministry, Jesus makes it pretty clear that the law is still and always will be love. When questioned about the greatest commandment in the law, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all the prophets hang on these two commandments. So Jesus is telling us that our law is still love, that we have been taught how to love because of God's loving actions, because of the life of Christ, because of the cross, because of his ascension and his gift of the Holy Spirit. God has continued to rend, to tear open the heavens, to break through the scene, to break through the drama, and to do whatever it took to love his people. Jesus then gives us some strong words in John chapter 13. He says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." And this may seem like an odd thing to consider during Advent, I understand, but I think it's a beautiful and a powerful reminder that the very first Christmas when God gave his son out of love, when a divine Jesus entered the drama as an infant child in a manger to two people, to two parents that just didn't fit in the script, it was all out of love. So this Advent, as we consider love, as we consider the passage from Isaiah and the responses we've seen from the Gospels, may we remember that the law for his disciples is still love. And if we're going to claim to be a church who focuses on becoming and making disciples, our law, our way of life must always be based out of love, the love of God and the love of others. However, there's one more part of this Advent lesson that I want to leave you with, that I think it's a way that we can help grow our faith, that we can grow in grace, that we can grow of our understanding that God is still moving and working in our world. When is the last time you loved something enough you asked God to rend the heavens and move in a tangible way? When is the last time that something mattered so much to you that it burdened you or grieved you enough that you fell on your knees and you said, "God, rend the heavens, make your enemies see you, make the mountains tremble. We've seen you do it. We've seen you do it before, God, and we want to see you do it again." That's what I want our theme to be this Advent, is that, God, we've seen you move. But God, we need to see you move again because we're not there yet. In the passage from Isaiah, it was still all about the glory of God. And so as we await the return of the Savior, we're still kind of in an Advent season ourselves. Let us continue to pray, to live, and to love like we truly want to see God rend the heavens and to move in our midst yet again. It's the same God that was, is, and always will be. So let us not get so casual, so comfortable in our faith and in our prayers that we don't want to see God rend the heavens. We don't want to see him in a desperate and powerful way move in our midst. Love indeed came down at Christmas. It taught us how to love. And it is also our calling to make it the law of love, our way of life, as we continue to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Each and every one of you who hears this, whenever you hear it, I want you to know that you are indeed loved. Loved by God, loved by your pastor, loved by your church family. Let us continue to grow together. Let us continue to focus on seeing God move in a powerful way. Whatever it is, your situation this Advent that is breaking your heart, let that drive you to your Father and ask him to rend the heavens and to move in a powerful and a loving way. Stay safe, stay warm. God bless you, and I can't wait to be with you soon. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this short devotion on a snowy and icy day in the upstate of South Carolina. Please remember to mark your calendars at our Candlelight Communion service, December the 23rd at 7 o'clock. We hope that you will invite your friends, your family, so that you can come and worship and begin your Christmas celebration on the 23rd, a Sunday night this year for the first time. And then that way on the 24th, and you can spend that day with your family. And so mark your calendars. Come join us for one of my favorite services. I hope to see you soon. Remember that by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Amen and God bless.